three daughters. One became CEO of YouTube, another a renowned professor of pediatrics at UC San Francisco. The third co-founded 23andMe, revolutionizing personal genetics. You might assume their mother was a relentless taskmaster, micromanaging every homework assignment and extracurricular activity. Instead, Esther Wojcicki let them walk to school alone as young children, choose their own interests, and make decisions that would terrify most modern parents. Her secret wasn't found in tiger mother intensity or helicopter surveillance, it was in stepping back. Through decades of motherhood and teaching journalism at Palo Alto High School, she discovered that raising capable humans requires something counterintuitive: giving up control. Her philosophy distills into five values that spell trick: trust, respect, independence, collaboration, and kindness. These aren't just parenting platitudes. They're a blueprint for developing humans who think critically, act courageously, and contribute meaningfully to the world. We've overcomplicated parenting when the formula is surprisingly straightforward, yet we've lost confidence in our ability to implement it. Trust forms the foundation, not just trusting your children, but trusting yourself as the expert on your family. We live in an age of eroded confidence, where parents second-guess every decision and operate from fear rather than wisdom. Yet we're safer than ever. Crime rates have fallen dramatically since the 1990s. Steven Pinker's research shows humanity is improving. We live longer, fight fewer wars, experience less crime. FBI data confirms violent crimes have fallen since 1990, though most Americans believe crime is increasing. We're experiencing a profound crisis of trust that affects how we parent. We don't trust our instincts, our partners, our children, or our communities, and we pass this fear to our children, leaving them anxious and unprepared. Respect means honoring your child as an autonomous person with their own timeline and interests. When Wojcicki's grandson Jacob refused to walk at 18 months despite being physically capable, everyone worried, but Jacob simply wasn't interested. Until he watched other kids play basketball at Gymboree. Suddenly, he stood up and ran. He'd been capable all along, but needed his own motivation. Building trust in your child can change everything. Michael Wang, a former student, lacked that person for most of his childhood. During newspaper production one night, when peers mocked Michael for struggling with music theory homework, Wojcicki simply said, "He's smart. He's taking longer because he's thinking deeply." That moment transformed him. For the first time, an adult confirmed his intelligence. This newfound confidence carried him through Johns Hopkins, where he earned a neuroscience degree. Independence builds on trust through a simple principle: don't do anything for your children that they can do themselves. Wojcicki's daughters had chores from toddlerhood: folding diapers, washing dishes, selecting produce within budget. They even decorated their own rooms in hot pink shag carpet and lime green, learning to live with their choices. Collaboration transforms parenting from dictatorship to partnership. Rather than commanding, "Put on your swimsuit," try, "It's hot outside. Do you want to come swimming?" This involves children in decisions while treating mistakes as learning opportunities. In 2014, Wojcicki debated Amy Chua, author of Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. Chua's controlling approach, forbidding playdates, demanding only A's, produced daughters who performed at Carnegie Hall but struggled with rebellion. This mirrors helicopter parenting trends, producing college students unable to function independently. To foster curiosity, Wojcicki bought 2,000 notebooks for daily free writing at Palo Alto High. Studies show 98% of 5-year-olds demonstrate genius-level imagination, but only 2% of adults maintain it. Wojcicki's ultimate goal: making herself obsolete by developing such independence that her children no longer need her. Wojcicki's parenting philosophy emerged from her painful childhood on New York's Lower East Side. On her 5th birthday, she learned that boys are more important. Her brother received toys and new clothes, while she got hand-me-downs and smaller portions. This inequality paradoxically empowered her. With attention on her brother, she gained independence through household chores, while he became dependent. The public library became her sanctuary, where she won reading prizes and excelled at selling Girl Scout cookies. Two traumas cemented her determination. Her younger brother died from aspirin poisoning after hospitals turned the family away. Later, she nearly died from carbon monoxide poisoning when she disobeyed her mother's instruction to stay in their gas-filled house, an act of defiance that saved her life. She escaped to UC Berkeley, married Stan, a Polish Holocaust survivor, and settled in Palo Alto when he joined Stanford's physics faculty. While Stan traveled, she raised three daughters largely alone, consciously rebelling against her childhood. Psychiatrist Daniel Siegel notes that the best predictor of a child's attachment security isn't what happened to parents, but how they made sense of those experiences. By confronting her past, she gave her daughters the agency and voice she never had, embracing tikkun olam, repairing the world. When 14-year-old Gaddy Epstein couldn't fit beginning journalism into his schedule, he persuaded Wojcicki to create an independent study, sprinting across campus at lunch for feedback. Despite losing the editor-in-chief election, devastating for an aspiring journalist, he declared he'd still make the school newspaper the best it could be. He became the staff's most valuable member, and Harvard accepted him despite lacking the fancy title. Gaddy's story exemplifies true resilience. Your reaction to setbacks matters most. This resilience, combined with passion and perseverance, is what Angela Duckworth calls grit. True grit comes from the child's own passion, when they're encouraged to pursue interests and understand that mistakes are part of learning, not from parental pressure or having everything done for them. Children absorb our behaviors and anxieties through observation. When students lose editor elections, their devastation often mirrors their parents' reactions. One mother interpreted her daughter's loss as a referendum on her parenting. Another set of parents secured testing accommodations for their daughter who vomited before standardized tests rather than examining their own anxiety. Once the pressure was relieved, the symptoms disappeared. Having flaws makes you the perfect model. The process of change teaches the most powerful lesson. Share your specific goals with your child, making yourself vulnerable while showing they can help. The most crucial life skill we model is maintaining functional relationships, which largely determines our children's future happiness. Kindness anchors everything in an achievement-obsessed culture. When Wojcicki's daughter Anne found her 91-year-old grandmother dehydrated in a neglectful hospice, she took immediate action, calling an ambulance, confronting staff, orchestrating a 500-mile journey to quality care. Yet Harvard's Making Caring Common project found 80% of children prioritize achievement over caring for others. Kindness isn't weakness. Universities and companies increasingly value these soft skills that distinguish top performers. When Wojcicki discovered Stanford residents couldn't use Palo Alto libraries, she attended city council meetings with her children, arguing for equal access. She convinced Stanford to build a neighborhood park by writing letters, gathering signatures, and designing it herself. The Esther Wojcicki Playground became a huge success. Start small. Volunteer an hour, attend a city council meeting, or vote while teaching your child about democratic participation. But don't manipulate community service to pad college applications. Colleges sense whether kids truly care. Teaching journalism empowers teens by giving them voice and audience. Former student Claire Liu investigated Silicon Valley's wealth alongside local poverty. Another student, Ben Hewlett, uncovered school board improprieties, administrators receiving raises during budget cuts. His newspaper expose led to resignations and reversed raises. In her classroom, student editors-in-chief run the show, taking attendance, setting tone, determining structure. This approach gives students real agency, preparing them for a world that values independent thinking. In our achievement-obsessed world, we've forgotten what truly matters: raising humans who think independently, act compassionately, and contribute meaningfully. The TRIC values aren't about Ivy League acceptance. They're a blueprint for raising people who know who they are and what they stand for. Your children are watching you right now, absorbing not your lectures, but your actions. They're learning whether the world is trustworthy, whether their voice matters, whether kindness is strength or weakness. The revolution starts with examining yourself. What kind of human are you modeling? Because that's the human they're becoming. These five values create humans who don't just succeed, they contribute, care, and change the world around them for the better.